From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado was confronted during the Socrates Independence Day parade by supporters of President Donald Trump in an, and I quote, unnecessarily aggressive, end quote, way, according to an Ulster County official. Ulster County Assistant County Executive Daniel Torres said, and I quote, they were just mocking him, and I thought it was not in the spirit of what today's parade was. And I thought it was an unnecessarily aggressive thing to have done to a representative, no matter what your party is, end quote. Torres said there were four or five Trump supporters who seemed to be harassing Delgado, and there was definitely a racial component to the harassment. Torres said Delgado handled the incident in a, and I quote, a very professional, end quote, manner. When asked about what happened, Delgado did not specifically confirm that he had been surrounded. Asked if there was any aggression involved, the Rhinebeck Democrat quickly replied, and I quote, not at all, not even a little bit, end quote. Evander said Trump 2020 banners were popular during the parade. She added that people in Socrates did not give her as much grief about them as in other communities. She said, and I quote, I sell a lot here. It's different from town to town, but this happens to be a Trump town, I think, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Columbia Green Community College President Jim Champion, 68, the college's fifth and longest-serving president, retires July 5th after 19 years of service. Champion spent a total of 51 years in the SUNY system between his education and career, earning an associate degree in liberal arts from Dutchess County, from Dutchess Community College, a bachelor's degree in English from SUNY New Paltz, a master's degree in educational administration, and a graduate certificate in autism studies from SUNY Albany. He has served in the Columbia Green administration since 1974. The Hyde Park native said of his departure, and I quote, it's bittersweet. I've made a lot of friends and acquaintances at the college over the years. It's difficult to leave, but I'm looking forward to the next chapter of adulthood and to see what comes next, end quote. Champion lives in Livingston with his wife, Donna. He expects to start retirement, enjoying time off before potential consulting or other part-time work. Since taking over as president, Champion has steered the college through fluctuations in student enrollment, a recession, and in 2018, the formulation of a $20 million capital project, which includes bringing the campus into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, updating emergency and security systems, replacing important infrastructure, renovating space to host new programs, other energy-saving upgrades. Carly Ray Drummer, president of Quinnebog Valley Community College in Danielson, Connecticut, will succeed Champion. Drummer will be formally appointed July 8th. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. WNTN-TV is reporting the CDC and the FDA are investigating an outbreak of salmonella infections linked to contact with pig-ear dog treats. The FDA says the treats can actually infect people as well as their pets, either from handling the treats directly or from coming into contact with a dog once it has become ill. The retailer, Pet Supplies Plus, has recalled bulk pig-ear treats sold individually in open bins. The treats were distributed to Pet Supplies Plus stores in a variety of states, including New York. So far, 45 people in 13 states have been diagnosed with salmonella-related illness. Salmonella is usually associated with stomach issues and fever, but the infection can cause more serious symptoms, including arterial infections, endocarditis, arthritis, muscle pain, eye irritation, and urinary tract symptoms. Pet owners are being advised to discontinue use of the treats and discard them. More information is available at FDA.gov, and you can read the full story at News10.com. WSHU-FM is reporting a bill to allow automatic voter registration in New York failed during the final days of the legislative session. The measure went down because of a mistake in the language that would have inadvertently allowed undocumented residents to vote. Sponsors say it was an honest mistake, but the gaffe caused concern among Republican lawmakers. The bill would have made registering to vote an opt-out rather than an opt-in process. So when state residents would do business at a state agency, like the Department of Motor Vehicles, their names would be automatically sent to the local Board of Elections to be verified for whether they are eligible to vote in the next election. It is estimated that the change could register 1.5 million new voters statewide, and supporters believe it could improve the accuracy of voters' rolls. The bill passed the state Senate in June, but when it got to the Assembly, the Republicans discovered a typo that would have allowed non-citizens to vote. Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, says it was, and I quote, pure human error, end quote. Despite the failure of the automatic voter registration measure, the session this year saw voters' rights expanded. Beginning this fall, voters will have up to 10 days before Election Day to go to the polls for early voting. And lawmakers began the process of changing the state's constitution to allow mail-in balloting and same-day voter registration. Read the full story at WSHU.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.